Rosie, just off the bat for our listeners that wouldn't know, what is it Out of Hours does, and how do you help sort of people come together and go out and do things?
So as a group, the Out of Hours Club Rutland was created to combat social isolation for our young adults with additional needs in Rutland. There was a real gap in the market for allowing them the opportunity to just go out and be young people. And so our aim is to provide lots of opportunities for them to be able to do that. So basically what we do is we provide opportunities for them to go out to the pub, to go out for dinner, to go to the cinema, lots of those activities that many of us take for granted. And so we allow them to do that, not only to allow them to socialise with other young adults, but also to help them be provided with opportunities for skills building. So things like going to a till and paying, or asking for tickets for things, negotiating new spaces. They can all be quite daunting, but we aim to provide a kind of calm, relaxing atmosphere where they're encouraged to do all of those things for themselves, to boost their confidence and hopefully allow them to then spread their wings and do that a little bit further from us. We also, as part of that, aim to provide respite for parents and carers of our young adults with additional needs. We are so aware as a group that often it comes to the parents or the carers to be taking our young adults out if they want to go shopping or they want to go for dinner. And that can be really all consuming for the carers and parents. And so allowing them a Thursday evening for a few hours just to have a little bit of a break is both brilliant for the young adults, but also brilliant for them.
Sure. Yeah, no, I completely agree. And it's for, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's for people of all levels of need. And is there, I watched the video on your page, is there sort of like a sense of community where people with, you know, that may have less needs sort of look after and help out the people with more needs? And is there sort of like a community sense of coming together there?
Absolutely. It's a community and also feels a bit like a family. The idea is that us as leaders, so that's my role, is that we are age appropriate. So we have very similar music tastes, we have similar film interests, we can talk about all sorts, and that allows that real community aspect of it, so that when we're sat in a restaurant or a pub or the cinema, we just look like any other group of young people. And I think that's really, really important. Like you said, we are kind of split into leaders and volunteers and our members, but we're very much all supportive of one another. I started out as a volunteer and I've kind of worked my way through because I just love the group so much. But lots of our volunteers are people who were originally in our group as members. So they've kind of worked their way through as well. And they've kind of got to a point where they're so confident in what they can do that they've said, can I help out a little bit more? And I think that's such a huge thing and such an amazing thing that we as a group can provide for them as well. But we very much cater for young adults of varying additional needs. If you want to be part of the group, we'll do what we can to support, whether that means going out and doing a little bit more training or supporting each other in various different ways.
Sure. And Rosie, just tell us a bit about this, a bit about the fundraiser. So I think it's over 1,100 now or more.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think we hit something like 1,200 this morning, which is so exciting. But we are constantly in need of funds for what we do. We are very, very lucky that many kind of charitable organisations have supported us in the past. Our funds are used for ticket costs, transport costs, trying to subsidise some of these activities that we do to allow the young people access to. But this crowdfunder particularly is actually really exciting for us because it's a big part of us growing as a group. We've been very, very lucky recently to have been joined by some amazing new members of the group who are wheelchair users. And so we want to be able to provide them with the same experiences that any of our other young adults have. And what we really, really would like is to be able to provide them with a wheelchair accessible vehicle. So, I mean, ideally, in the end, we'd love to be able to buy one for the group, which would allow us to provide that transport and access to the various activities that we do. But any of these funds will be able to help us to hire one, to lease one out, so that we can use it for taking our young adults bowling, taking them to the cinema, things like that, without the need for parents and carers to be there supporting to help provide them with that necessary respite.
Brilliant, yeah. So, I mean, is there anything short-term that money will go towards, or do you think you'll sort of save it up for something like a disability all-access vehicle?
It will go towards the access vehicle, this funding pot. But it will be likely at this point that it will be more for hiring the vehicle. But like I said, keeping fingers crossed that the more we raise, the more we'll be able to go towards that.
Fantastic, Rosie. And I imagine... imagine the for everyone part of your group that when you go out and you spend all that time together, it must have been difficult during the pandemic and the lockdowns. How good is it to sort of have everyone back and being able to go out together?
Well, during, obviously, like you said, the pandemic was a huge challenge for us. As a group that aims to encourage socialising when you're not allowed to socialise, that puts a real spanner in the works. But what we did was we changed everything online. So I ran weekly online sessions. So while everyone else was doing their Zoom quizzes, so were we. We really had to adapt, but it still allowed us to have that social time with our members, just to make sure that they knew we were still there for them if they ever needed us in whatever way possible. Because we know for them it was so difficult when they didn't have a lot of their usual places to go. So it was difficult, but we did it. But getting back into person was, it's just been wonderful. And you can really see how much joy it's bringing to our young adults and to us as staff, as leaders as well. We miss them all hugely. And we miss those chances to socialise with them. So we kind of came back together as soon as we possibly could in the safest way we possibly could. And obviously it does mean we've had to alter the way that we do things. But I think as a group, we've managed to do that very safely and very well. Just to allow them to come back together and do those things that we've all loved and we've all really missed.
Great. That's brilliant, Rosie. That's all the questions I had for you. Was there anything else you sort of wanted to add at all?
Nothing massive. I think it's just that we constantly want people's love, attention and support for what we do. And the further we can spread that message, I think would be hugely beneficial for us. And the more people that can support us either through donations or through just word of mouth, I think is always massively, massively appreciated.
Yeah,